Ticket Mike joins us at the top of the show on Hump Day on Wednesdays. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
You know what? Those are the kind of questions that you have to ask yourself because, you know, when you're trying to prognosticate and look at football games, and we've talked about this, and figure out outside the Texas boundaries especially what people want to see, that's what you're doing. You're looking to try to figure out, you know, where you're going to get your best bang for your buck, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm with you, that Viking-Green Bay game, I mean, that's going to be awesome. And I mean, a lot of the Green Bay people are going to be glad to see Brett Favre back, but not in that capacity. So.
Yeah, no kidding. And the jersey, you know, it's interesting. The Brett Favre jersey is number 4 on NFL.com. Number 4. No. It's Michael Vick is number 4 on NFL.com. Brett Favre's jersey is number 1. There are a lot of people that bought the new Vikings jersey. So, you know, it just shows you the whole power of the Favre thing and the not making up his mind and then coming to Minnesota. I think it's definitely one of the bigger storylines, certainly on the season. Hey, preseason almost over. Thank goodness. Aren't you glad that it's pretty much toast?
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, preseason, I mean, it doesn't mean a whole lot. When I was looking at the right now, the Arizona Cardinals are 0-3. They were the runners up in the last year's Super Bowl, so you know that's saying something. And in Miami, they're 3-0 now in preseason, and I'm not, you know, the Dolphins fans are looking for them to do something, but they're not buying tickets.
Yeah, no kidding. See, that's how they are in Miami too. If they're winning or they have a decent shot, it's just like the hoop team there. But if not, people are not interested. And I think it varies from place to place, Mike. You know, growing up in Philadelphia, if the Eagles are terrible, people still want to go to the game, and it's not easy to get season tickets. With the Giants, it's the same thing. Even though they have to pay for these ridiculous seat licenses and whatnot with the new stadium, they still have a lot of people that want to get the tickets. The Redskins the same way. I think there's just certain franchises where people, no matter what, will come, even if they go out there and they're booing them, right?
Yeah, they're loyal, diehard fans, and in a lot of cities, and some of these cities, they just, you know, the owners, they're looking for a reason to leave and go to a city where they are appreciated, and that's, you know, that's what's happened with some of the franchise over the years.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And it's interesting because the Cowboys are America's team. They're the team people either love to hate or they love them, no matter where it is in the country, whether it's back east or in the Midwest or the West Coast. There's fans all over the place. And a lot of people curious about the $1 billion stadium, actually over $1 billion. And, Mike, I went out there for this last preseason game against San Francisco. I was in a suite. So it was really strange. I looked around, and I'll tell everybody listening, most of the people were watching the 60-foot screen, the HD screen. They weren't even looking at the field because it was so incredible, the view. Nobody really looked at the players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I mean, that thing is an enormous thing. And, you know, Jerry Jones, he got a reprieve. He didn't have to move the thing this last week, and NFL ruled in his favor on it. So, but it's a... You know, it's a token there for the whole team and to be able to show off what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. And the punters, for people who don't know the story, what Mike is saying, the punters were complaining because some of the punts were getting hung up on the screen. So it'll be an interesting season. That'll be something, as far as the punters are concerned and the return teams, that they'll be talking about, I think, week in and week out. Hey, college football kicks off tomorrow. College football is exciting, there's no doubt about it. And people bleed pride for their hometown team, even if they didn't go to that school. And, you know, you could make the argument that as big as the pros are and how many people watch on Sunday, boy, I'll tell you, there is nothing like being in the middle of a big school college Saturday football game. And I'm sure you have tons of tickets to some of those big games we were talking about.
Oh yeah, there's a big game this Saturday. It's number 5 Alabama and number 7 Virginia Tech. And you know, I'm looking for I'm looking for Virginia Tech to they're at home, and I'm looking for them possibly to upset Alabama this week. So
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's going to be a fun one to watch. And, of course, now we're getting closer to the nitty-gritty in baseball, too. You know, pretty soon we turn the corner. Before you know it, we'll be talking about playoffs and things are heating up, right?
Yeah, there's only about another month in the regular season now. It'll end October 4th. That's on a Sunday, is the last regular season game. But, you know, it's the playoffs are shaping up right now. You know, I'm looking for the Yankees. I mean, they're strong right now in the American League. And the Dodgers, they're holding their own. They're five games up on Colorado right now. They look like, you know, they're probably going to coast in and win their division. So I'm still looking for it to be the Dodgers and the Yankees, but they've got some strong teams out of Detroit. You know, the Phillies are looking really good this year.
Oh yeah, they are, absolutely.
And
I agree.
My Rangers, they won tonight. They might be able to get in on a wild card if they can pull up a few games on Boston. Boston, they look like they're going to be the wild card in the AL, and it's anybody's game but in the National League. But it looks like it'll probably possibly be Colorado, and probably maybe San Francisco is the wild card out of the National League.
Yeah, National League's a lot tougher. All right, Mike, we'll see you next week. Just a reminder, you can go to easy-ticket.com. easy-ticket.com and get tickets to some of the things that we were obviously talking about, including Metallica's out on tour, Kiss is touring, we've mentioned this before, Britney Spears is on tour. Boy, a lot of people still go and see Britney Spears. She does have a way to draw the crowds in. For something completely different, stay tuned. We're talking about